Good morning, everyone. What we want to do today is something quite practical. So having had the words that have come out through the worship, which have been great, and you really do sense that God is putting his finger on something for us. Now we're going to do something really practical. So we're going to make this like more of a side dish rather than to add too much to the meal that we're enjoying at the moment. We need to talk about connections, how we relate to one another, how we get together with one another, and what we exchange, and just how this benefits us as a body of Christ. So we want to talk about connections. We want to talk about connect groups. And that the problem with that is you think to yourself, Carl, why would we want to spend most of a Sunday morning talking about this? Well, it's because this is our vision. If you're new here, if you've only been along in the last few months, you may have encountered this. You may not have done. This is how we see ourselves as a church. We are a city of refuge. We are a reprocessing factory, and hopefully we are hope carriers. And this is like the breakdown of our vision for our church. The doors are wide open. People come here. Maybe they're here for a short time. Maybe they stay. But it's a refreshing time. Hopefully, whilst they're here, they could be restored and then move on to whatever God is leading them to. Or we have people that know this is where I believe I should be. So we're a city of refuge for people. Also, the reprocessing part is as we become deeper and stronger disciples in our faith and our relationship with one another and with God. And hopefully, like I say, hopefully we become carriers of that hope that we experience here and we take it wherever we go, whether that's work, college, school, whatever it may be, that's the end game. You know, we want to reach out to other people at the same time as the other two parts going on here. So this year, this coming year, from September onwards, we want to really focus on this bit of the vision, the reprocessing. And the reprocessing meaning for us as we do become stronger disciples of Christ. And that's what we're hoping to do. So that's why, now the penny drops. Everybody realizes now that's why we're talking about connect groups. We're talking about connect groups because most of the change that we experience as Christians, as followers of Christ, comes through community with one another. That's where a lot of the rough edges, a lot of the wrong thinking, a lot of the things we've got to yield to God and give over to him happens. Because we challenge one another, we support one another, we pray with one another, we walk through all sorts of ups and downs of our lives. And it happens in community. So the reprocessing part of what's going on within us and around us happens in connect groups. So I'm going to hand over to Sarah. Sarah's going to take you through our connect groups. And then I'll lead us into communion and wrap up afterwards.
Thank you. Or we should say our connection groups, because it won't all look like that. So we're going to start with like our... Which way? So, technephobe.
Just point it.
Oh, thank you. Anywhere. So, of course, the broadest base, really, for our connection is going to be here, isn't it? It's going to be our Sunday gathering. So here we're going to have our song worship. We're going to have the word. But during most of that, you're not going to be really engaging that or sharpening it. You're going to be listening. Hopefully, are we all listening? We're going to be listening and we're going to be praying. We've got C&C. This is my new word for fellowships, coffee and a chat. It didn't fit on my line. So this is our really, all are welcome. This is our broadest point of connections. This is our biggest connect group. We'll be on our Sunday gathering. And part of that, we've got our Hope Kids. They've all gone downstairs. They're going to be connecting. They'll be doing the same. They will be learning about Jesus. They'll be praying together. They'll be developing their faith. Then we've got our youth. Have our youth gone? Yep, the big man in the orange T-shirt, he's gone. So, yeah, they'll be downstairs. They'll be doing their thing. I think they have breakfast. I think I should be a little bit younger, really. But pop downstairs, and they'll be building their connections, and they'll be growing. But then in part of all of this, obviously, you can be part of a team. This is a community, and we all can take our part in this. So part of this, we've got our setup welcome, which I'll look at later. So you can be part of a team. So this is the broad spectrum of this is our first Connect group will be here. Now, I remember when I first became a Christian, a bit messy, popped in. Everybody seemed to know each other. Everybody seemed to know Jesus a bit more. And people would talk at the front and, oh, we all know what happened in the book of... And I'd be thinking, no, I really don't know. And then it took a couple of years. I must be quite a slow learner. But no comments from Terry or anyone else that knows me. But then when we look at this scripture, God just sort of really spoke to me here. So this is for all of us that are here today. You are no longer wandering exiles. This kingdom of faith is now your home country. You, whoever's here believing in Jesus, you belong here with as much right to the name Christian as anyone. God is building a home. He is using us all, each of us, irrespective of how we got here. Remind the mess that we're all in. He's using us all in what he is building. He used the apostles and the prophets for the foundation. Now he's using you, fitting you in brick by brick, stone by stone, with Christ Jesus as the cornerstone that holds all the parts together. So no matter what we might think, and this is the broader body, obviously this is the body of Christ, but once you come into Hope, this is the expression, isn't it? Hope Community Church is just a part of the expression. So here's places that you can be part. This is where you can take your place. And I think Jenny Howlett once, I think she's gallivanting around the hitchings. Oh, slip. She has been married a year now. But she put out a lovely notice that actually being part of a team is a way of connecting. That's the first part. As you gather here on a Sunday, in our broadest context, that is the part that you can take place. And we have a setup team, welcome team, worship team. Got some great guys at the back that have to deal with people like me. Got Hope Kids, you've got youth, we've got ministry team, we've got a refreshment team. Now that is like a broad place, that is, but you can rock up on Sunday, you can sign up, you can be part of a team, you can take your place, take your part, and be part of the community here. Because we could, you know, if I was going to visit my mum and we all rocked up as family together, I would like to think I would not look to my mum to be doing it all. We would all take a part and all help there. So that's a one thing. So here we all are in our broadest context as a Connect group on a Sunday. But as the church grows bigger, it is vital that we go smaller. Because when we're here, I remember I used to love Sunday mornings. I've been part of Hope for 11 years. Loved coming. It was great. I could see everybody. I could catch up with everybody. I belonged here. It was great. God had done a work. I felt connected in. Married Terry. Moved away. Yay, it's Sunday. I don't know anybody. And have a cup of coffee. Do you know what? You can feel a right muppet standing at the back with your mug of coffee and nobody comes to talk to you. And it can be a really lonely place. So what do you do? Do you stand there with your mug of coffee for a long time, hoping that at some point somebody might talk to you? Or there might be a gap, there might be another person that you can go and talk to, because everybody knows somebody, right? Everybody's got somebody to catch up with. So, and we won't know everybody. So as the church grows, it is vital that within that, that our connections, it's vital that they go smaller. That doesn't mean we're going to know everybody, but everyone should know someone. Now, why is that? Because we're made for relationship. We're made to have that sense of belonging, because it's there we can feel cared for, we can be known, and that, you know, we might not always like being known, let's be honest. If we go back to Genesis, we're all hiding behind our fig leaves. It's quite safe there. I can just present a certain part of myself, and that's fine. But when you're in relationship, please don't ask Terry, but there are things about me that you won't all know. And so he can be my safe place. But we, you know, we do need to be known. God has made us for relationship. We are needed to be known. We're needed. We are meant. That's how we're built. It's part of who we are. And we need a place to contribute. But like this morning, what chaos it would be. I mean, a holy chaos. I'm sure Gary would have loved it. If we'd all had something to share, all had something to say, all had something to talk about on Connect groups or whatever we feel we want to talk about. So we are made for relationship. So we do need to get smaller in our meetings. So I'm just going to run through some of the places that we can connect while we're here. So we can connect by being part of a team in our broad context on a Sunday. And then on Tuesday night, 8 p.m., this is should be our most important connection, actually, because this is, as Christians, this is our most important relationship, is the relationship that we have with Jesus, and that is expressed through a life of prayer. So Tuesday night, we have our Zoom meeting, and you can, we're all welcome to that. So that's one place connecting. And also we have Rooted, which is our sort of women's ministry that's really just been relaunched. So for those of you that were at the breakfast, or those ladies, because the men wouldn't have read it, there is an email just explaining, well, you might have read it. Some people do share email addresses. So that's Rooted is our women's ministry. So we will have breakfasts. I think we've done those about 3 or 4 times a year. And we're also now looking at just building other opportunities for the Women Connect. So you would have seen in the update, there's going to be a walking group. Womanee's going to organise that. We've got 2 dates, but the first one's just been advertised. We've got our first women's worship and prayer evening coming up in November. So that's one way for the women to connect as well, just so that we get to know a broader group. And we have the men's stronger. I don't get to see those emails, but men have breakfast and they will have a speaker. So in all of these, we're looking to build connections this way because we're looking to have speakers, something for us to think about, something to engage with and challenge us in our walk. And we're looking to build relationships to feel connected across that as well. So we have a mum's WhatsApp group that Marianne and Trina organised. So if you are a mum with children at school age, there is a WhatsApp group. So they support each other with prayer. I'm going on holidays. Anybody got a travel cot? You've got your practical expression. And they look to meet as well 3 times a year. So we have that going on as a way of connecting. And then obviously we've got the nitty gritty bit, our connect groups, and we have youth groups. In old money, your small group, your cell group, your groups for life. At the moment, they are our connect groups. So if you can find those on our website, there's a list there. And that is really, as Terry said, that is where our reprocessing starts. And they can have different expressions. We've got some more Bible study, but we would hope within that that we'd be looking at the Word of God, we'd be praying for each other, we'd be sharing life together. Admittedly, we might not share everything there, but I just want, did ask our little house group if they'd like, I say ours, the house group that Terry and I are part of. So if that house group would like to stand. Oh, here they are. And thank you. And Dave and Angela Eburn, they're part of that group as well. So, I mean, when I sort of messaged everybody last night, oh, you know, would you mind just sort of standing up? I mean, Kay said, I don't know what I'd do without my house group. So, I mean, that is what life can be. And as we look around, we're all very different in this group. But outside of church, we probably would never have known each other. But in the body of Christ, like, it's so often, it's like, birds of a feather, we all stick together because we know, we understand each other, we tick a little bit. I'm not saying I don't understand any of my group. They might not understand me. But when we come together as the body of Christ and we are put together, we might not necessarily choose those people. But when I look at these faces, each one represents a dynamic and a facet of Christ. I have something to learn from each of these people when we meet. We all have different ideas. We might approach things differently. Our history, our life is incredibly different. But trusting that Jesus has pulled us together, he's the reason why we're together. And I look at them and there is Jesus in each of them. I have something to learn. So it's great that we have diversity, and I would encourage people. We can have friendships, I'm not saying we don't, but when it comes to our connect groups within the church, I'd encourage people to mix with people that are different from you so that you can learn, because that's what we're there for. Thank you so much, guys and girls. So let's get together, get to know each other, see a facet of God, study God's word together, share together, pray together, eat together. We have been known to go to the pub together. Shh. I do believe Kay sampled margaritas. Oh, only the one, I believe, only the one.
She can't remember.
No. Gary. And then we can come a little bit smaller in our connections, because like you say, we don't want to air everything to everybody all the time, and it's really good then. I think the guys have more triplets going on. And as the leadership team, we don't need to know what triplets are going on. That is born out of relationship, where you get together and you're stronger together, and you can be far more vulnerable in that smaller setting to share what's going on with life. And it's good as well to have that mentor, somebody to be accountable to. So that's like the structure of our way that we can do relationships. Then we've got some broader things I just wanted to highlight going on through Hope. So we've got Natter a While, those are the dates there. We have Sofa Talk. So these are opportunities for those of us, those of you, because that's not me, that aren't at work and have time during the day, or maybe that's a time that you have off. And then you can just come in and you can just be here and you can just, again, build relationship and community. You know, one of the things that affects society most is loneliness. And I think, you know, you hear in some older folks that actually, my mum included, you've got your self-service tills, you go out, you might, going out to the shops to do something would have been something where you could have connection. Just smile, chat, somebody asks how you are, now you go to a self-service checkout. So in all of these things just add to society's sense of loneliness. So it's great for us to be different. I think we were up in the prayer meeting, Andy just sort of expressed, in the world, like, relationships are just so broken, families are broken. There's such a high thing of loneliness. And as a church, we need to express something different. And that's not just for us once we're through the door. That is for us reaching out into our communities as well. So we do have a few events that we offer here. Sort of Bouncing Beans, English Cafe, Food Bank. These are things that are here for the community. But they need teams too. So you could join the team that help within these areas. And you've got your team, you've got relationship, you've got focus, but within that you're also serving your community too. So this is like Hope Community Church's sense of connection. You've got a very broad base here. Our Sunday gathering, there's prayer, there's something for the women with Rooted, there's something for guys and Stronger. You've got a WhatsApp group for practical support and prayer. We have Natter a While, we've got a Sofa Talk. Connect groups, youth groups, they have youth groups in the evening as well. We can have triplets, triangles, you can find your one-to-one. And you could be part of a team that serves our community. The reason I've got those things in yellow, because that is really where, that's where our reprocessing really happens. That's where life really happens for us to rub up against each other, be sharpened, and yeah, just to mix things up, that's where life happens. Now, when we talk of community is vast and varied, isn't it? We're all welcome. We're all here. We can all come just as we are, saved by grace and Jesus. But we are all different. We are. Let's all remember we are wonderfully and uniquely made. Now, that does mean we're not all exactly the same. So this is a lovely quote from Henri Nouwen. Community is the place where the person you least want to live with lives. That person is always in your community somewhere. Always. In the eyes of others, you might be that person.
It is I.
It is I, yes. because we're all different, but that is part of our learning process, isn't it? I remember years and years and years, well, just years ago, don't need to count them back, with Andy Taylor, we were in a small group, I think it was then, and off we went and we did one of these spiritual gifts sort of questionnaires, but it was about 50 questions, and you're ticking them off, and you think, oh my goodness, who would want to do that? And then of course, when everybody's feeding back, oh, quite a few people think like that. And so, I am wired that way. It's like, how do people think? I mean, and then you understand people, and you have community, and you have grace. And actually, Sarah Huggett, you don't know everything, which isn't a surprise to me, and you don't think right, your attitude's not right. There's so much to learn, and I love learning about people and what makes them tick. The more I learn about people, the more that I learn about the heart of God, and that's who he is. And that is where we learn. So do bear this in mind in your connect group, that everybody's different, and in the eyes of others, you might be that person. But this is where we learn to love one another. So this is Ephesians 4:2. So we're learning to be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in love. And that's what we need to be doing, isn't it? And that it's through that we are changed into the likeness of Christ by one degree of glory to another. It won't be sat at home watching the God Channel, just me and him, because, oh, it's wonderful. Yeah, it's great. That is the ideal, but this is the reality. This is the reality of us, of broken people. And we need to have that in mind, because it's not just for in here, is it? If we can't love each other, I meant to look this up and ran out of time. It's easy to love the lovely. That's not a problem. It's easy to love people like you. That's not a problem. But we're called to love others. We're called to love, even in the world, they love the lovely. As Christians, we're called to love the unlovely. And if we can't do it here, then we have nothing to offer. We need to offer more. We need to offer big hearts, big learning capacity, lots of grace to bear one with one another in love. And that is the heart of connection, of connect groups. It's learning to be that.
Okay, thanks, Sarah. John 15 says, I am the true vine. That's Jesus speaking. He says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. And he says, all the branches in me that bear no fruit, he removes, he cuts off. And all the branches that bear fruit, he prunes, so that they become more fruitful. And then in verse 5 here say, just to make it absolutely clear, I'm the vine, you're the branches. Now most of that pruning, most of that cutting takes place in community. And that's what we want to really convey here. So like Sarah said, going through all the different points of connection and the different groupings, if you're not in a group, if you want to be in a group, contact us via the website, or come and see Sarah or myself, and then we can start work on finding you a group that you can fit into and be part of. And just like Kay has said, I don't know what I'd do without my small group. So we're going to take communion. Bearing in mind, it'd be great to leave this up whilst we take it. Being patient with one another in love. We're part of the same vine. We're part of the same community. We're all connected. And we want to allow that to really sink in whilst we take communion, that because of what Christ has done, because Christ has come and he's died for us, he's made it possible for us to receive the good news of what he has done through his death and resurrection, that we, although very different to one another, we are connected because of him. So it'd be great. I'm going to pray. It'd be great then for us to come forward and take communion together. We're going to be dipping the bread in the wine and taking it that way. And if you are gluten-free, on the table just to the the right of the of the trestle table, there's the gluten-free bread. So thank you, Father, that we are part of your body. Thank you, Lord, that you are at work within us and among us, even today. Even as we gather this morning, we're listening for you, we're being molded and we're being shaped and challenged by you. Lord, help us to be patient with one another. Help us to show love to one another. Help us to help guide each other. Help us to see your body go from strength to strength, bearing more and more fruit as you steer and guide us. Lord, as we come to this table, may we remember it's because of you, and it's because of your hand, your spirit in our lives that is making the difference. So, Lord, we thank you for this table. We thank you that we can take communion together, because this is what pulls us together. This is what binds us together, is what you're doing in each one of our hearts and minds and in our lives. Amen.